everyone, and welcome back into a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are excited to be bringing you another production out at the Paper Mill Playhouse, one that we were alerted about from our previous guests, and we have an incredible, incredible artist joining us to talk to us about it. We're joined today by the Tony-nominated actress Jeanette Beyerdell, who's currently performing in the production of Gun and Powder. It's playing April 4th through May 5th at the Paper Mill Playhouse, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting papermill.org. This is a fabulous new show, and what an incredible cast and company putting it on. And so we're so excited to welcome on one of the great leading ladies, Jeanette Beyerdell, to our show. Jeanette, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited about our conversation today. Let's get into it.
Yes. Oh my gosh, sold. You're hired for every interview. That's it. I found the one.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's talk about this great new show that you're part of out at Paper Mill, Gun and Powder. Can we start by having you tell us a little bit about what it was about?
Gun and Powder. Isn't the name of the show enticing? Like, you're like, what is Gun and Powder? What is Gun and Powder? Well, it's a musical that follows this incredible journey of Mary and Martha Clark. They're African-American women who are twins, biracial, and in a bid to settle their mom's debt and to help them save their home in 1893 in Texas, they disguise themselves as white women to undertake a daring adventure in the Wild West. Yes, the show dives into race, family, identity, and it's just about these two girls who become outlaws and ultimately legends.
I love it. How can you not like that story? It's got everything for everyone.
It really does. It really does.
So how is it that you came upon this piece?
I had the delightful opportunity to catch Gun and Powder at NAMM, the NAMM Festival in 2018, while I was there doing another show. I got a chance to sit and watch them, and it was just one act that they did. And instantly, I was like, you know what? This is something that I need to be a part of. So when my manager mentioned it to me years later, and he's like, they're interested in casting you as Tallulah, I couldn't say yes fast enough. I was like, yes, I saw that show at NAMM. I love that show. I want to be a part of that show. Yes, yes, and yes.
That is fantastic. You were like, I've already booked it. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure that was my show.
Yeah.
So I know the show is opened already, but what has it been like developing this particular iteration of the show?
Oh my goodness, it has been amazing. The just crafting the show has been an extraordinary journey. Our creative team, led by the amazing Stevie Walker Webb, and he fosters an atmosphere of collaboration, and it feels so tangible. And I just love the fact that our creative team is so creative and so giving, and allowing us to say, you know what, well, maybe we should try this, or maybe we should do this. The collaboration in the room is real, and the cast has been amazing. And I don't think there's any other cast like our cast. I don't know if you follow us on Instagram, Gun and Powder, or Paper Mill Playhouse, and you see the things that we have done as cast members. Like, we had Spirit Week, where we dressed in different, you know, clothes, and we play double dutch on our breaks. We do so many things as a cast together. We've been having so much fun. At one point, my mom, you know, I always talk to her about, you know, what happened during the day, and she's like, well, when do y'all find time to work? And I'm like, listen, mother, we are working, but we also know how to have fun. And when you put it all together, you get something amazing. And people will see that when they come see Gun and Powder.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I've been seeing some of those posts and I'm like, that's the show I'd like to work on. That looks like fun. Yeah. Well, with this fascinating piece, this true story, you know, is there any message or a thought you hope that audiences will take away from it?
You know, the story tells us about the bravery of living between two worlds and the power of family and love that can push us to do extraordinary things. It reminds us to, like, embrace our own identity and the strength that comes from our roots. what Mary and Martha had to do to bring financial liberation to their family was something that was very dangerous. You know, passing in 1893, they could have been killed if they were found out, you know, and they did what they had to do to protect their mother. And through their journey, they learned things about themselves as it pertains to identity and having two worlds live inside of them. And I'm just so happy that there's a story that, you know, talks about biracial individuals and what they go through and what that challenge is within them. So I'm happy that that representation is on stage in this season, especially.
I love that. I couldn't agree more with that. I think it's fantastic that stories like this are coming out and they're being shared.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And that kind of leads to my final question for this first part, which is, who do you hope have access to Gun and Powder?
Oh my goodness. I hope everyone has access to the show. It's good and it's so necessary. And like I said, I love that it shines light on the biracial community. When we've done table work and we just tell stories about our character and things that we've been through, just to hear the different stories and the different perspectives, our leads, Ira Renee and Lisi LaFontaine, they both are biracial. And, you know, just hearing their stories and where they, what they've dealt with and the internal dialogue that they have in their mind was so helpful and it was so enlightening. So I'm just happy that this conversation has opened up to the world to see.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit more. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I'm so excited to learn more about you. I mean, you have such a fantastic career and all of the accolades to prove it. But I want to start by asking you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows, for instance, have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Well, you know what? As far as shows and writers and composers, the shows I perform in are the shows that really inspire me. Just being in the room, collaborating, building the community, going through that process of bringing new musicals from, you know, from books to stage. I admire those people that I'm in the room with. The writers, the composers, the cast. So the shows that I'm in are the ones that are really, that really, really inspire me, like The Color Purple, Girl from the North Country, Rent, Hair, Gun and Powder. These are the shows that make me feel like, you know what, this is why I do this. This is why I do this. When I get that feeling of being just thrown in, you know, thrown into the middle of the pot and it's stirring and we're cooking something good and we present it as a meal, that's what gets me going. That's what inspires me. And as a writer, a playwright myself, every opportunity that I get to be in this, in those situations, I always, you know, take notes and I'm always learning and saying, oh, well, yes, I could approach something this way. It's so inspiring. So I get a lot of writing done when I'm creating a new show.
That is so wonderful. What a amazing answer to that question. That is fabulous. Now, I know you've been busy, obviously, performing and prepping and rehearsing Gun and Powder, but have you seen any theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
You know what? I have, but in all honesty, I have to recommend Gun and Powder. I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of things, and I think they're good, but I think that nothing is like Gun and Powder. Nothing is as original. The music is original. The story is original. It's based on a true story. So I don't want to put a show out there because while this show is running, do whatever you can to come see us at this point. Paper Mill Playhouse.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. That is a wonderful, wonderful suggestion. Let's all listen. Jersey is just a train ride away. I keep saying that because the amazing work happening out there. I'm like, I just gotta do it. You know, it's so hard to go from Manhattan. Yeah,
it's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm living for your enthusiasm and your excitement about what you do. And I would love to know, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Oh my goodness, my favorite part is the community. It's the rehearsal process, getting to know the cast, us bonding, us talking, us going through that. You know, there's a lot of pressure when you put it on the show, especially a new musical, and you want it to go to Broadway, you want it to be a hit. So sharing that pressure with everyone is amazing. So I wrote a show, it's called Sheeta. We've done it at ART, we've toured it, we did it in London. We're planning to go back to London originally and ultimately to Broadway, but it's a one-woman show. Now, as much as I love theater, it's very different when it's just you. You know what I mean? You have you and your band and your director and your design team, right? But it's just me. And although I love it, I love telling that story, you know, I do miss when I'm with a full company, like a full cast, and you know, there are people to bounce off of ideas, and you know, I don't have to do tech by myself. I can share the burden with like 20 other cast members. So I love the community aspect of theater, and I love our theater community. And I try to do whatever I can to contribute to that community.
That is a beautiful answer. I'm going to love hearing that again, and then I'm going to get it scribed so it can go up on the wall. That's just such a wonderful answer. And a wonderful lead into my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
My favorite theater memory. Okay. Besides being nominated for a Tony Award, when I heard my name on the screen, that was an amazing part of this. But when I was doing Girl from the North Country, we had a scene set around Thanksgiving dinner. So we would eat for the show every day. And when our show fell on Thanksgiving Day, now we had a set menu that we all approved for Thanksgiving. And the menu was potatoes, turkey, stuffing, and bread, mayo, and jam. So that's what we would do. Okay. But on Thanksgiving Day, we had no idea that our management team decided to surprise us with a full Thanksgiving meal. Like, I mean, we would already have a semi-full meal, but this meal they had cornbread, collard greens, mac and cheese, chicken. But I mean, and when the food was when the character that brings the food out was setting the table, we were just like, we were so excited. And I don't know, something about that moment, I tell you, usually we're supposed to like, you know, talk to each other, like fake talk. No one was talking. No one was talking. We were like, and to this day, we always talk about that moment because it was just so special for us, being that it was Thanksgiving and to have that wonderful, wonderful surprise and to be able to do that with the cast. It was amazing.
Oh my God, that is such an amazing memory. Absolutely, definitely in our top five of ones we've heard. That's incredible. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, are there any other projects or productions that you have coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
Okay, I am working on a couple of projects. I don't know if you heard, I have an educational platform called Broadway to Wall Street. And we started with an introduction to the stock market course where I taught the stock market using music, animation, and storytelling for those who felt like, you know, I want to learn about finance, but I don't understand what are all these numbers going across the TV? And so I made it simple. And so that my program is called Broad, my platform is called Broadway to Wall Street, but we just expanded recently. And now I have a mentorship subscription program for theater artists. And I am so excited about this program because it helps artists navigate the complex landscape of business, emotional, the spiritual aspect, financial aspect, while maintaining integrity. So our goal is to empower artists to recognize their full potential, monetize their ideas, and create additional streams of income. So it's like this place where it's like having a big sister. I'm like a big sister. You know, that big sister that's looking out for you says, hey, when you get nominated for a Tony, this is what you need to do. This is how you deal with tech. This is how you do this. This is how, you know, you monetize some of your ideas, because sometimes we get so caught up in, and yes, we want to get caught up in our craft, but there are other things that we bring to the table that sometimes you just need that person to say, to see your blind spots. And I'm able to see blind spots in people. And I'm just happy that I have an opportunity to help them. It's at BroadwayToWallStreet.com. We have a couple of slots available. I wish I could do this for everyone, but of course I can't, because it's only me. And I, you know, take care with my mentees. So I'm excited about that program, just to help people grow and be successful in this business in an integral way, and don't have to compromise their beliefs or their ideas, and have the right emotional intelligence, and just learn to be grateful and be a team player. So, yeah.
That is amazing. Amazing. The work that nobody talks about, you're finally laying it out. This is incredible. Kudos to you for doing that. And it's a great lead-in to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Gun and Powder or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
They can go to JeanetteBayardelle.com, JeanetteBayardelle.com. They can go to my IG, it's Jay Bayardelle, Facebook, Jeanette Bayardelle. We have an IG for Gun and Powder, Gun and Powder Musical, or you can go to papermill.org if you want to come see the show and learn more about the show. And if you're interested in being a mentee of mine, spots are limited though, you can go to BroadwayToWallStreet.com. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email through the site.
Wonderful. Well, Jeanette, thank you so, so much for taking the time to speak with me about the incredible show you're performing in, all this wonderful insight. Just getting to speak to you has been truly an honor. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And I hope everyone comes out to see Gun and Powder, see history now, catch it early so you can say, I saw it when. Yes, come on out and see this story.
Absolutely. Yes. We're all going to get on that We Saw It When train right now.
Yes.
My guest today has been the amazing Tony Award nominated actress, Jeanette Bayardelle, who joined us to speak about her amazing show playing at the Paper Mill Playhouse, Gun and Powder. It's playing April 4th through May 5th, as I said, at the Paper Mill Playhouse. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting papermill.org. We also have some contact information for Jeanette, including her amazing organization, Broadway to Wall Street, which will be posted in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you run. Don't walk. Get your tickets right now. Head to papermill.org. Get those tickets for Gun and Powder, playing April 4th through May 5th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.
Broadway, Paris, where I don't care.